AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Congress presses FBI Director Kash Patel on the Epstein files.
Would you commit to providing my office with all classified and unclassified records relating to the Epstein matter?
I will commit to providing all records I'm legally permitted to do so under the court orders.
Before heading to the UK, President Trump said Chicago will be next after sending federal forces to fight crime in Memphis.
Chicago is a death trap, and I'm going to make it just like I did with D.C., just like I'll do with Memphis now.
Robert Redford being hailed as one of Hollywood's greats. Redford, who died today at 89, was the consummate leading man on the big screen. Pop culture expert Robert Thompson says his talent went far beyond that.
He goes into the 80s and becomes a director, and right off the bat is getting Oscars and Oscar nominations.
Redford won a directing Oscar for 1980's Ordinary People. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Following the assassination of right-wing personality Charlie Kirk, Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety, Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz reports.
State Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz were on WRCO's morning show with Phil Neath. Kurtz says the rhetoric needs to stop.
I think we do need to dial it down and get back to the basics of actually looking somebody in the eye and talking to them and saying, you know what, I disagree with you, but I still respect you.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss remains confident in security arrangements at the Capitol in Madison. Voss noted that Kirk was killed in a public place, and Minnesota state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in their home. Voss said the reality is that most political violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building. Markline says the Wisconsin state capitol is probably one of the most open state capitals in the country. He added he likes the openness.
This is the people's capital. It's not mine, and it's not Tony Kurtz's. It's the people. So they ought to be able to, you know, come in and stuff. I hope we don't have to get down to a point where we're just locked down.
Other than a brief period following the 9/11 attacks, the public has always had unrestricted access to the Wisconsin Capitol.
The Wisconsin Underwater Archaeology Association announced yesterday the discovery of the long-sought wreck of the schooner F.J. King. The ship sank in a storm off of Bailey's Harbor, Wisconsin, nearly 140 years ago. According to a press release, 20 citizen scientists and community historians from around the Midwest participated in the search for the historic shipwreck. This is the fifth significant shipwreck located by the association in the last 3 years. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Los Angeles Angels at American Family Field. Milwaukee with a five-game lead over the Cubs in the NL Central. The Angels are in last place in the American League West, 13 games behind the Mariners. NFL. Matt LaFleur says the Packers' 10 penalties last Thursday night were far too many.
We went into the game. We knew that the penalties were going to be a big part of the game, and we had far too many. So, obviously, the first drive, it negated a touchdown, and then we had pre-snap penalties. You don't want any of those. We had a couple pre-snap penalties. We had a couple penalties on special teams that really played a big impact on field position.
The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday. The Minnesota Vikings will be without their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, the next 2 to 4 weeks. McCarthy suffering a high ankle sprain during their loss to the Falcons on Sunday night. Carson Wentz will take over at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Sunny and summery today, with high temperatures still spiking to the mid-80s. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows stay mild, falling to 60. And tomorrow, a repeat of today. Patchy fog, abundant sunshine, with showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
On Friday night, the Newman Catholic High School football team will look to move into a tie for first place in the Central Wisconsin 8 Conference. with a win at first place Marion Tigerton. Hear all the exciting action live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. The game will also air on a delay basis following the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO. Newman Catholic High School football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, and Wisconsin Valley Flag Football. It's Newman Catholic taking on Marion Tigerton Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7, live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, and on tape delay following the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Susan Kearns from Milwaukee Film joins me to talk about a really sweet event. Then renowned Milwaukee-based singer-songwriter Trapper Shep joins me and shares his amazing music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. In Flint, Michigan, they're doing an experiment, for lack of a better word. This program promises $1,500 to all expectant mothers. If you're just pregnant, you get $1,500. And then if your baby is born, or when your baby is born, you get $500 a month for the next year, which is, what, $6,000. So that's $7,500 altogether. This was a research project that's been put together by a collaboration between the state of Michigan and Michigan State University. And it's an unconditional cash transfer. You know, WIC, the Women and Infant Children program that came out of the Great Society, out of Lyndon Johnson's era, only about half of the people who are eligible for that program actually end up signing up for it, because it's just a pain in the butt to fill out the forms and prove that you're poor and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So there's no barriers on this program. You could be insanely rich, you could be the poorest person in Michigan, you still qualify for it. And that's the way you should do programs. I mean, it's just, you know, that's how Social Security is done, that's how Medicare is done. We don't means test them. Means testing, you know, just basically turns programs into welfare programs. So anyway, they tell this story in The Guardian through the eyes of Angela Sintery, a woman who was pregnant in Flint, Michigan, and signed up for the program. And she says, you know, it took so much of the stress away. I used that money to buy my car seat, to buy a bassinet, a crib. She was able to take the first 14 weeks of her daughter's life off work and afford diapers and wipes in the months to come. This week, researchers at MSU published two studies formalizing what she felt. The results show that this program, it's called RX Kids, lowered rates of maternal postpartum depression, stabilized families' housing, and improved infant outcomes to the point that it saved millions of dollars in neonatal ICU spending. In other words, the fewer preemie and crisis babies. So spend a couple $100,000 and save literally millions. In one paper that was published Monday in the American Journal of Public Health about this study, they found that no low-income families were evicted after childbirth, and postpartum depression levels fell 14% among mothers who participated in this program. It has now expanded to 11 communities across Michigan and is near to launching in 6 others. This is the kind of, I get it. This is, you know, oh, this is liberal lefty stuff. This is the communism that's going to destroy America. Charlie Kirk would have hated it, et cetera, et cetera. I get all that. But the fact of the matter is, this is what government should be doing. Government should be making investments that pay good returns economically as well as socially and with regard to health. Meanwhile, speaking of women, the Epstein survivors, more than 20 Epstein survivors, have signed a letter to the Republican Women's Caucus in Congress. It was sent to the caucus's chair in the House, Kat McCormick, Republican from Florida, and in the Senate, Katie Britt, Republican from Alabama.
They said the fact that it took this long for anyone to care about us is a true American tragedy. They're asking the Women's Caucus to join them in their efforts to get the Epstein files released. The discharge petition, we had Ro Khanna on the program, yesterday, and he said that there's one person, one Democratic member who is, you know, there's a special election, and he's coming, he gets sworn in, or she, I'm not sure which, gets sworn in on a particular date in the near future. Forgive me for not remembering the date. And when that happens, they will have enough signatures to get this thing out of the House of Representatives and force a vote in the House. And then, of course, it goes to the Senate. So now these Epstein survivors are reaching out to women, Republican women in the U.S. Senate. So will Republican women be willing to challenge Donald Trump? I mean, Kash Patel this morning was like, well, we're releasing everything we can, you know. Yeah. He took 1,000 people off, 1,000 FBI agents off work. Many of them were, by the way, investigating things like crimes against children, and put them on the job of deleting Donald Trump's name from all the documents in the Epstein files. As the Lincoln Project points out, now you've got 1,000 FBI agents who know all of Trump's crimes. Is that a good thing, Trump? I don't know. We'll see. Meanwhile, the FBI, another claim that Kash Patel made, this was on Fox and Friends Monday, was that Tyler Robinson had left behind a note explaining why he did the shooting. He said, this is what Kash Patel said. He said, quote, he said, the note says, I have the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk and I'm going to take it. But, Kash Patel says, that note was destroyed before the shooting. So, what did the note say other than, hey, I can do this? We don't know. Who destroyed the note? I mean, if he had said, Charlie Kirk isn't right wing enough for me, would that cause Kash Patel or the FBI to destroy the note? I doubt it. But increasingly, it's like, you know, anything this administration does, generally speaking, would not surprise me. This is crazy stuff. There's also this debate about whether Tyler Robinson, the shooter, was a griper or a lefty. You've got, on the one hand, stories that his roommate is a trans person transitioning to a woman and was his romantic lover. You've got other reports saying, no, that person exists, but she just lives in a big house with a bunch of bedrooms that this guy also lived in. So not quite a roommate, more like a housemate. I haven't seen anything that definitely says this is what's going on. I'm guessing this, if it was me, I would not be giving interviews. I'm guessing she's not either. Meanwhile, Nick Fuentes, the kind of titular head of the gripers, says that he and his followers are being framed for Kirk's killing based on literally zero evidence. In fact, Spencer Cox, the governor of Utah, says that Robinson showed signs of a leftist ideology, although, you know, he came to that conclusion after talking to Trump on the phone. So, you know, who knows? There was a photo of the shooter dressed up as Pepe the Frog, you know, as a griper meme. But that might or might not have meant anything. The gripers, this is all based on Pepe the Frog. The gripers emerged in 2017 on 4chan, mostly as a gamers thing of boys who were engaging in video games, where you kill people or where you rape women or whatever. And they describe themselves as Christian nationalists. They oppose feminism and they oppose queer rights. And they say the U.S. should close its borders. And Fuentes, who the FBI has identified as a, quote, white supremacist, and who had dinner with Donald Trump a little while ago, often confront more mainstream organizations like Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA for failing to promote their vision of an America First agenda, according to the Anti-Defamation League. In 2019, they note, Fuentes' fans became the soldiers of a Groiper war in which they antagonized and trolled Charlie Kirk and his speakers and events, the Turning Point USA. In fact, several individuals affiliated with the Groiper movement were arrested on January 6th as well. And Fuente has been banned from some of your conservative events. He was kicked out of CPAC, for example. So he started his own thing, the America First Political Action Conference, which we covered. We did some coverage on when he held his conference about 5-6 months ago, something like that. So the bottom line is nobody, still to this day, nobody knows. Was he a Groiper? Was he a lefty? Was he simply mentally ill? Was he some guy who just wanted everybody to notice him? Does he want to be a hero? Does he think he's a hero? He's not talking. And his family seems to be baffled. His Republican, conservative, gun-owning, Trump-supporting, MAGA-loving family. So we just don't know. But I'll keep you up to date as information comes out. It's 15 minutes past the hour. Trump has given up on Ukraine. I'll tell you about that after the break.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And given up in a way that's just astonishingly disgusting. I mean, the details of this thing are shocking. I'll tell you, I'll stick around. I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
On Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m., it's the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes, joined former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster and myself as we talk high school football. We'll look back at last week's action and look ahead to week 5 of the campaign. Plus special guests. At 6:30, we'll be joined by Merrill High School head football coach Jason Wodzinski. The Blue Jays come off a big win over Medford last week. Then at 7:06, it's our student athlete guest from DC Everest, senior running back Corbin Enzenroth. Enzenroth has run for more than 400 yards the past 2 weeks as the Evergreens defeated Wisconsin Rapids and Wausau West. It's the Big High School Sports Show, Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. Even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to cbdistillery.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out to get 25% off your entire purchase, including the sleep gummies. At cbdistillery.com, the promo code TOM. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM. Souls gone. No trial, no witness, just the sound.
A flag torn to ashes, a law cast aside. Now the truth drifts away with the tide. License to kill, signed by the gavel's hand, given.
From the bench. 22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So Donald Trump went on a rant a couple days ago, and it was over the weekend, on his failing Nazi-infested social media site, and changed his terms, basically. He had been saying that the United States will provide aid to Ukraine and we will sanction Russia. Right now, Trump hasn't even put tariffs on Russia. He has not punished Russia, basically, in any meaningful way, beyond the things that Joe Biden had done. And so he said, basically, you know, I'll do that when the EU stops buying oil from Russia. So the EU starts scrambling to stop buying oil from Russia. So then Trump comes out over the weekend and says two things. Number one, he says, this is Biden and Zelensky's war. It's not Trump's war. Well, that is exactly what Vladimir Putin has been saying. It's not my war. It's not Putin's war. It's not Trump's war. It's, you know, it's Zelensky's war. And Biden's war. No, not so much. And then but here's the real kicker. He changed. He said, this is what I have his tweet right in front of me.
He said, a letter sent by President Donald J. Trump to all NATO nations and the world. I am ready to do major sanctions on Russia when all NATO nations have agreed and started to do the same thing, and when all NATO nations stop buying oil from Russia. Amazing. One of my best friends, Nigel Peacock, has a who also does some, you know, back end work on us with us on our websites and our YouTube videos and things. Nigel has a Substack newsletter also. It's called Peacock Report, spelled, you know, just like the bird. Peacock Report .substack.com is the URL, and he notes that Turkey is not part of the European Union. But they are part of NATO, and Turkey has pretty much no choice but to buy oil from Russia because there's this pipeline, and Turkey doesn't have oil. And Nigel writes, Turkey can't simply turn off the pipelines from its northern neighbor as it lacks supplies from elsewhere. So NATO ceasing to buy Russian oil is simply not going to happen. And Trump changed the score, changed the rules of the game. Originally, he was saying, hey, when the EU does this, I'll go along. And the EU is like, okay, cool, we're on it. And so then Trump says, no, 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 it's got to be NATO. Now NATO has to do it. And like I said, and like Nigel pointed out at peacockreport.substack.com, that ain't going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So here we have, which again raises the question, what does Putin have on Trump? You know, you'll recall that, a few months ago, on Russian television, they were actually showing nudie pictures of Melania, which generally you don't see circulated in the United States, but she was a nude model for a while, and there's a bunch of nude pictures of her out there. And they were showing these nudie pictures of Melania and ridiculing her, basically. And implying that they had some of the Epstein videos or the equivalent of the Epstein videos of Donald Trump. I mean, is that what they've got on him? Did they hack Epstein? Or did Epstein collaborate with him? I mean, there's these talks that Epstein was a spy. What if he wasn't a spy for us? Or is it financial stuff that they've got on him? Or is it that they've been paying him? I mean, what does Putin have on Trump that Trump would abandon our historic allies since World War II? Inquiring minds want to know. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
By the way, it hasn't happened yet, but Tyler Robinson is going to be, you know, who shot Charlie Kirk, is going to be arraigned today. Maybe we'll learn more then. I'll keep you up to date if it happens during the show. So, how many beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and even your dark spot reducers. Louisa's been using Vibrant Super C Serum for a while now. She uses it every night. She swears by it, and she's noticed a real difference in how her skin looks. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, Vibrance.com/Tom.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
This year, with an expected big crop, the markets have been a bit topsy-turvy, leaning more on the lower side. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report, and with harvest right around the corner here, what's the best way to make sure you stay afloat? John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, is here to give some insight on a strategy to use to make sure you manage your farm as best as possible. We'll take a listen into that right after this.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Now here's John Heinberg giving insight on the call strategy.
Take a look at your cash market, pull some triggers, move some grain here, cash flow the operation through the fall a little bit with those extra bonus, what I call bonus bushels, basically above your expectations. But then we want to stay in the game somehow because, again, there's a lot of things that can change between now and January. We use what we call call strategies. Calls are a way to re-own your grain, and I'm going to keep them cheap and keep them fixed. We get out into March or May and just give yourself a chance. This market's going to have a lot of potential volatility in it.
John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll take a look at the midday markets right after this.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's look at how the markets are moving midday this Tuesday. They're moving mostly upwards with cash and new crop corn up 6.5 at 429 and 3/4 and cash and new crop soybeans up 6.25 at 1049. December wheat contracts are up 8.25 cents at 533.25. Class 3 milk is slightly mixed with October contracts up 7 cents at 1655 a hundredweight, and November contracts remaining even at 1625 a hundredweight. Make sure to follow along in all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Tom Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Sunny and summery today, with high temperatures still spiking to the mid-80s. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows stay mild, falling to 60. And tomorrow, a repeat of today. Patchy fog, abundant sunshine, with showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Van Orden, he is now well into the hundreds of tweets, many of them with insults and profanity, wasting his time, which means he's wasting our money that we pay him to do a job other than scrolling and trolling. The more troubling tweets call for people to be fired or for federal funding to be cut simply because he doesn't like how they reacted to Charlie Kirk's murder and or his legacy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com.
Shadows fall across the ballot box. A voice declares the law's been lost. Paper torn from the people's hands. One man's will, a nation damned. This is the dictator's dream, to silence the crowd. Erase what it means to choose our future, to speak out loud. They want control, but we won't bow.
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So what's on your mind today? Picking up your calls here, Joe in LaSalle, Michigan. Hey, Joe. Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Tom? If I could, I'd like to mention several movies that I think are pertinent to what's going on today. Maybe you've seen them, maybe you're not. I'll start with The World Will Tremble from 2025. And that's about the Chełmno concentration camp in Poland. And two Jewish men escape from there, and they're the first ones to get word of the atrocities to London through the Polish underground. And the thing about it that reminded me of that is yesterday when you were mentioning Action T4 and gassing, they actually used that in the movie.
Oh, really?
Not with mentally ill, but with the prisoners from the camp.
Wow. Okay.
A gas hose from the truck running into an enclosed box on the back of the truck, and those that didn't die were shot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's number one. And the second movie is Mountain Head. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
I've not.
Okay, it's four techno bros, or morbidly rich, if you like, go to a remote mountain resort, and while a global crisis is going on, and actually it seems like they're the ones that caused it, or at least one of them, and it's how they all fall apart, turn on one another, and it's just, it's crazy.
Really? What's the title again?
That one is called Mountain Head with Steve Carell.
Mountain Head. Oh, it's amazing. Okay. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. And then the last one is an old movie, 1942. Mm-hmm. Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn, called Keeper of the Flame. And they touch on so many topics that are current today. It's just incredible. There's a hero of the supposed hero of the movie, Robert Forrest, isn't what he was supposed to be, we'll say. Mm-hmm. And anyway, let me just give you a couple things they say in there. They said they didn't call it fascism. They painted it red, white, and blue and called it Americanism. And it said that fantastic amounts of money were donated by private individuals to whom money didn't mean anything more, but who wanted political power and knew they couldn't get it by democratic means. Wow. And that they wanted to stir up the little hatreds of the whole nation against each other. And they did that by printing up articles. One was to go to an anti-Semitic paper to get attacking Jews. Another one to the Farmers Gazette to stir up farmers against city dwellers, attack the Catholics, anti-Negro, anti-labor, anti-trade union, subtle appeal to the Ku Klux Klan, and it goes on and on.
Yeah.
Everything is...
Well, they knew back in the 40s what fascism was. We were fighting it tooth and nail. So that's fascinating.
I mean,
Joe, thank you. Thank you for those recommendations. I appreciate the call. Kimberly in Portland. Hey, Kimberly, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. So the other day, it might have been yesterday, I don't know, they all bleed together. And you mentioned with a caller the U.S. District Judge Esther Salas, whose son Daniel was murdered by somebody who was posing as a pizza delivery.
Yeah, no, he was posing as a FedEx delivery person. But it was initially reported that it was a pizza delivery, and as a consequence of that, the judges, over 100 judges across the United States who have ruled against Donald Trump in the last couple of years, have been receiving pizza deliveries, in some cases addressed to Daniel, to her son, at their homes at weird hours.
according to the Washington Post, like at least in seven states, it's being investigated by the Marshal Service.
Yep.
And so that's an example of like this right wing terrorism that's happening, not just overt acts, but the threats, and they did the same thing with, and are doing with the election workers. So anyway, I just wanted to call and mention that because you threw that out, but then it didn't go further, and I was like, Tom has to know about this. Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yeah, in fact, day after tomorrow, I'm going to be publishing an article specifically about that and mentioning Esther Salas and her son Daniel, and her husband was also shot. He didn't die, but he was badly wounded. So, yeah,
I know.
Good stuff. Kimberly, thank you.
One other thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one other thing.
This is my act of dissent. I'm going to start a progressive organization, you know, because they're going to be targeting those. And I'm going to call it Radical Leftist Grandmothers for the First Amendment.
I love it.
T-shirts and stickers. And, you know, I just figure, like, the day they start locking up grandmothers, it's not really going to win the hearts and minds, you know?
Yeah.
That's but anyway.
Okay. Well, that's a great one. Keep us up to date on it, Kimberly. When you have a website, let us know, okay?
I'll send you a bumper sticker.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Mike in Gainesville, Virginia. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Yeah, Tom. Yeah, I want this idea to go viral. Basically, Trump is stealing from you. Basically, because all tariffs are being paid for by Americans, not foreign companies, not foreign entities. They're being paid by the importer. And this is one way I think we can actually shake some of Trump's supporters, because people who are really concerned about higher cost, this may actually get to them.
Yeah, Trump's tariffs are starting to show up in the inflation numbers. I mean, we've got inflation now that's worse than it's been outside of the pandemic era, that worse than it's been in decades.
Right. And but again, on the news this morning, he was saying, oh, we're getting all this money from foreigners. Americans will be richer than ever because of my tariffs. I mean, these people just don't understand. The Democratic Party needs to be able to, you know, make this very clear to everybody. Yeah. You're paying the tariffs. Foreigners aren't paying the tariffs. Trump is just stealing from you.
Yep. Yep. That's a great meme. That's a great meme. Mike, thank you. Well said. Bill in Caledonia, Illinois. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Just finished the book, Cokeland. Very in-depth. I was surprised at what a massive learning organization they were. They were into supercomputing way back when you had to put a computer on a freight elevator. Mm-hmm. And they always taught their people, number one, taxes are state sanctioned theft.
Right. And this then is the Koch, this is a book about the Koch brothers?
Yes, Cokeland.
Okay. Yeah.
And number two, they thought they taught that all of the stuff with the EPA, global warming, climate change was just a massive amount of wealth being transferred upward.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing that I thought everybody had to take their courses, they're called market-based management,
mm-hmm.
where basically you were basically trading on volatility. They got in there with Enron. They were parking energy credits. They were part of it. They kind of backed off. Then they started building this massive political machine, Americans for Prosperity, Heritage Foundation. And I was surprised because Charlie Kirk gets a little mention in there because he did only get 7 buses, but he wanted 300 buses for the Stop the Steal on January 6th.
Right.
And
that's right. He did bus people to that.
It does give you an in-depth from day one how they circumvented things, how they influenced, how they got into charitable organizations. And it just gives me the idea. I'm not totally a believer, but maybe I'm 100% right. Somewhere, either at the Heritage Foundation or on Koch itself or Americans for Prosperity, there's a supercomputer running an AI on us human beings. And all of this stuff that keeps coming up, the distractions, the effect, the reaction is on the next layer, and you know our frontal lobes are not going to stand up to that. You see so many people stepping back, stepping away, having to take longer vacations. And now in the next book is about OCD America, the anxiety, and it's all working.
Yeah.
And this thing with Fox and this constant bombardment, and they keep bringing up newer and newer people with the same message.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
no, I get it. It's a very, very well-funded, well-oiled machine. I've not read Copeland, but I've read Dark Money by Jane Mayer and Democracy in Chains by Nancy McLean, and they get into a lot of that stuff too. Bill, thanks for the call and thanks for the heads up. Appreciate it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Sean tells me we had the author of Copeland on the program a couple of years ago, so I've got the book around here someplace. I just haven't read it. It's 45 minutes past it. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A bipartisan bill banning members of Congress from owning or trading individual stocks has been introduced in the U.S. House. It appears the reform could pass due in no small part to a tax break sweetener just for members. For years, allegations have plagued members of Congress who allegedly traded stocks on the basis of inside information. The Brennan Center for Justice points to Senator Dianne Feinstein's February 2020 trades prior to pandemic-related market losses and Representative Rob Bresnahan's sale of hospital development bonds only a month after he voted to cut Medicaid and put those hospitals at risk of closure. September 3rd, Republican Representative Chip Roy introduced H.R. 5106, also called the Restore Trust in Congress Act, co-sponsored by Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and 15 others. The bill allows current members 180 days to divest of individual stocks, but allows investing in mutual funds, index funds, municipal bonds, and treasury bonds. But one critic writes in Forbes that the reform comes with a sweetheart deal, allowing members to divest and defer capital gains taxes until after they leave Congress, a huge gift to multimillionaire members. Both House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries have signaled they will support the bill. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Nativerts Radio.
On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer over at GetNativePath.com/Hartman. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. And right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at GetNativePath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. That's Get, G-E-T, Native Path, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. GetNativePath.com/Hartman to read those top five collagen warnings and get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping.
And the truth is what I'm told. Fox and friends were weeping. Rudy poured champagne. They lit a fire of cheeseburgers and danced in the acid rain. It's Liberation Day.
Says the guy with 91 in nightmares.
He's free from all the rules. Laws are just suggestions, right with the Bible upside down and his fist up in the air. He freed us from
the 51 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to react to the caller who was a union electrician. I think that, you know, we can pretty much say, even if there has been some problems with the Democratic Party recognizing working class, that the Republican Party has done absolutely nothing for the working class.
Oh, it's the opposite.
They've
actively kneecapped the working class, John.
Yep, they absolutely did. And, you know, I would say that Biden had done more for the working class than any previous administration since probably Johnson or Kennedy, or, you know, you have to go back that far. You know, I think that also we have to remember that a lot of unions have been quite corrupt. There was an above bid acceptance of I think it was the Teamsters Union. They built in New York City some of the buildings at Trump Tower, like Trump Tower, for instance. And then also Trump himself had hired illegal Polish workers to demolish the Bonwit Teller building. And, you know, here he is courting labor, and people, and they are working, you know, they are cooperating with him, and some of them are voting with the Republican Party, and he's going to do absolutely nothing. And, I remember what you had said, you know, previously, that we have to take over the Democratic Party and make it a progressive party. We have a two-party system, and we will probably for quite a long future, unless we go to like ranked choice voting or coalition voting. But, you know, this is the kind of thing that labor should be pushing. And I've worked in healthcare and have helped to start unions. Our campaigns weren't exactly favorable because of being in a red state, you know, they just really went after us. But the people that come here, people who are running away from oppressive conditions from where they came from, are potential union members, and we should remember that. And they are. They have become. Some of them are in the process of supporting unions and starting unions, running for office, etc., now that they are naturalized citizens. So I just don't understand, you know, the union movement started out as an international movement in this country and across the world. And so unions need to do the same in other countries. If industry globalizes, you know, and then labor should globalize too. It's not an exclusive contractual kind of thing. It's an idealistic movement that people need to understand. The working class union movement is a movement to liberate people and bring democracy, as you said, to the workplace. So that's all I wanted to say.
Well, you said it very well, John, and that's the key. If you want a middle class, you've got to have unions. John, thank you so much. Carol in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey, I tried to call yesterday, and you're so popular. I held almost 2.5 hours and missed your whole show.
I'm sorry.
Trying to talk to you. So if you ever get down, no. I called back today, so it didn't stop my enthusiasm. But I just wanted to let you know you are popular, and there's a reason why. Now, there's one thing I wanted to talk about is there's inner linkage between Ukraine. You were mentioning the Ukraine. I wanted to talk about it yesterday. Ukraine, there are three very important websites on YouTube, access to everybody, and I hope people are writing this down. One is called Jason Smart, S-M-A-R-T. He has the videos of the new flamingo drones, what they've hit, when they've hit, you know, the different, their whole strategy of how they're going about it, so on and so forth. That's one, Jason Smart. The second one is Paul Wahlberg, W-A-L-B-U-R-G. I don't think he even has any name for his thing at all. You just look up Paul Wahlberg, YouTube. He stands in the woods someplace in Ukraine every day and does
I've seen those. Yeah.
You've got to watch them. They're very, very informative.
Yeah.
And this backs up, both those things back up what I'm going to tell you right now. And I'm basing it on those and also a United States one, unbelievably. Write this down. This was Midas. Yeah, you're familiar with Midas.
Yeah, Midas Touch Network, yeah. We just have a few seconds left, Carol.
Yeah, it's okay, Midas. And you want to look up, the generals told Trump that he was losing the war. Ukraine was winning multiple of it. Midas, it put in trap set for Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
And you will find the whole information there.
Okay, thank you, Carol.
Thank you so much. Sure, bye.
Okay, appreciate it. On the other side of the break, Connie Field is going to drop by about an amazing new movie. Stick around. You're really going to find this fascinating.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name, Tom, that's T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. FBI Director Cash Patel faced some heated questions today from lawmakers. CBS's Nicole Killian is there.
Democrats especially are certainly trying to ask some very pointed questions of the director, particularly with respect to the purging of a number of career officials,
as well as the handling of the investigation into Charlie Kirk's killing. Luigi Mangione, accused of killing United Healthcare CEO, was in a New York court this morning where two state terrorism charges were thrown out. Jacob Ware, the Council on Foreign Relations.
The New York Attorney General's office was attempting to make an argument that this killing was intended to intimidate people or change policy in some way. And that didn't really appear to be the case.
Israel has begun its ground offensive in Gaza City. At the UN, Human Rights Chief Volker Turk.
I call on Israel to stop its wanton destruction of Gaza.
Israel's defense minister declared Gaza is burning as the operation began. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.